you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this very special edition of Conversations That Make a Difference. I am Teresa Velarde, and I want to welcome you to Conversations That Make a Difference on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, where we are heard every Tuesday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. with live call-in shows on the first and third Tuesday of the month. And so you can listen to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network online, mobile, in cars, on YouTube, and by asking Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I always start our show with a prayer, and I want to leave a lot of time for our beautiful guest today, Michelle Patterson. So we usually start with a serenity prayer, so why don't we just take a moment and do that now. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I also want to say that it is by God's grace that we are fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living in our greatness, using our gifts and talents, making a difference in the lives of others with passion and purpose. And all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. And together we gratefully say, amen. Amen. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Teresa.
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you. It's so good to see you.
This, I'm going to take a minute to read your bio, your extensive bio. We're going to cover most of it. But I wanted to really take a minute to do that so that people get a feel for who you are and what you represent. And then, of course, the miracle that you are in this world today. So Michelle Patterson is the CEO of Touchpoint LLC. She's the founder and has founded various organizations and initiatives such as the California Women's Conference, celebrating its 40th year in North America. It's the largest women's conference. Her passion of community service is reflected in her work as the founder of the Global Women's Foundation and their Band of Brothers, which was founded in 2004 and is a 501c3 nonprofit that serves the world for connecting communities, mentoring, education, and financial support for the members and attendees in over 200 countries. Michelle has been recognized for her leadership in humanitarian work, both nationally and internationally. She's been invited multiple times to be the keynote speaker at the United Nations on the topic of women and their impact on society. In 2014, she was knighted Dame Michelle Patterson, Michelle J. Patterson, for her humanitarian work by the Knights of Orthodox Order of St. John Russian Grand Priority, a 1,000-year organization for their work founding hospitals. Michelle has been honored numerous times throughout her career. She was named Woman of the Year by the World Boxing Council on their 52nd Global Conference for her contributions to women's empowerment. She has also been recognized as a corporate advocate and at the Los Angeles Business Journal's 23rd Annual Women's Summit, and most recently in the Los Angeles Tribune, presented her with the annual Michelle J. Patterson Award, honoring those that continue to defy the odds and live full lives of service. And defy the odds you do, my friend. Yes, indeed. Michelle is the co-founder of My Jane Incorporated, which is a curated subscription cannabis box for women suffering from issues related to sleep, pain, stress, and anxiety. In searching of health options, which she took public on the Canadian Stock Exchange in 2019. Michelle is also a strategic advisor, investor, and board member of several companies, helping them with their growth and development strategies, including sitting on the board of her alma mater, Loyola Marymount University, for the past decade. Michelle is the author of several books, including Women Change the World, which features notable celebrity contributors. She is a sought-after media commentator and has appeared on various news outlets, including the Huffington Post, CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg, and hundreds of TV and radio stations. She hosts a weekly radio show on the Women Network talk show Talk Radio and the Real Share podcast. Now, despite being diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in 2019 and being given 90 days to live, Michelle made a promise to continue doing her life's work, providing resources and access to the best people, places, and products for our wellness being our well-being in the 5 to Thrive Patterson Protocol. She is now healing holistically and is on a mission to ignite the biggest share of testimonials, emerging technologies, and resources of what works for our health and well-being from the patient perspective. Michelle has also been featured in various publications, including Forbes, Entrepreneur, Vogue magazine. She is a frequent public speaker on the topics of leadership, women's empowerment, and health and wellness. Michelle lives in Orange County, California, with her husband and best friend of over 25 years, Eric Patterson, and their two children, Jacqueline and Chase. Michelle, a huge hug and big welcome to you, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to this call with you.
Yeah, this is, I'm really excited to have you here. And, you know, there's one thing that's not in here that you told me about, that you were just awarded the Beacon of Hope Award. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, in fact, I wanted to give a shout out to Bernardo. He put on an event over the LA Convention Center, and they approached me and said they wanted me to be their Beacon of Hope and have their Beacon of Hope Award. And I wasn't able to go to the big gala that they had in the evening due to my white blood cell count being so low, but I was able to sneak in the back and speak at the event and then go off the stage. And it was so awesome. They did such a great job. And it's, you know, that's what I represent, is I represent hope. You know, when you're given 90 days to live and told that you have a diagnosis and you've been going in for a good, you know, 6, 7, 8 months and complaining to the doctor saying, you know, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts. And they sent me home saying, you have a pinched nerve. Wow. That's what it was. And so I said, you know what, it can't be that, because I'm feeling tired and I don't feel good. And lo and behold, they sent me in. And when I went in, they had said, you know what, go ahead and get your affairs in order. You have had, you've had breast cancer that has spread into, you know, all parts of my body. It went into bone cancer. And I thought, you know, okay, what do I do? I mean, what do I do? I love my family, and my kids are at that age now where they're becoming our best friends. And it just, it's like, I didn't want to lose this life. My husband and I just celebrated 25 years of marriage, and God had something bigger in mind. I mean, he had me going on this quest. And what I did was I set up a team of doctors and scientists and thought leaders that were out there, and just was a catalyst for sharing what works, what is working on the planet outside of the US.
Right. I think that, you know, most people today, you are not like most people by any stretch of the imagination, but most people today who are given a diagnosis like that, they will do exactly what the doctors tell them to do and would have gone home and gotten their affairs in order and gotten ready to just roll over and, you know, pass through whatever comes after this. Yeah. But you didn't. You found, you are the ever resourceful Michelle Patterson who finds a way to make whatever is put before her work. So, you know, it's really impressive that you were able to, you know, grab hold of the reins of this bull that's in your life, so to speak, and done so many other things. And could you just get a little closer to the microphone for us so we can hear you a little bit better?
How's that?
That's perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. So what was it that, you know, God has something more for you. I'm absolutely in agreement with that. But what was it within you that said, no, I'm going to pursue this?
You know, I developed a relationship with God. I mean, I have never prayed so hard in my whole life.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, let me know. I mean, I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about it because, as my family says, those are happy tears. Those are, you know, it's just because I thought I had a relationship with God, but I didn't realize to the extent that I could have this beautiful relationship with not only God, but my family and the conversations that I've had. And so I started getting my affairs in order, but I also looked at all the relationships that I had and who was showing up for me and who I wanted to show up for. And it really made a huge, huge difference when the doctor said, you know, surgery is not an option. It had spread to too many places and they wanted to do the highest form of chemo. And I thought, I remember my grandmother, you know, when she passed away in 7 short months, and she had been given a diagnosis of stage 4 cancer. And I remember watching her have chemo and radiation and just, you know, I mean, it wreaked havoc on her body mm-hmm. to the point where she was the last, you know, 2 months of her life, she wasn't even conscious.
Yeah.
It was really tough. So I knew that I didn't want that to be the way that I experienced these last few months with my family. And I went everywhere. I went to Germany. I went to Belize. I went to Mexico. I mean, I literally went everywhere. And if you remember, in 2019, it was the year right before COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So when COVID hit, I was just coming back from Mexico. My husband and I met with different doctors just that were available, but everything we did was holistic and mm-hmm. it made a huge difference. Now I'm celebrating. It's 4 years later, you know, my hair, my teeth, my nails, everything feels so vibrant and so alive. And I attribute that to many, many, many hours of prayer and meditation and doing a variety of holistic treatments mm-hmm. that I didn't even know existed on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I read one somewhere that, and it could be, there could be a scripture about it too, but I believe that God has given us everything that we need in order to be able to live a healthy, wholesome life, prosperous life on this planet. And that, I said that to a doctor once and he said, yeah, well, he gave us pharmaceuticals too. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But I, like you, I have both my parents were diagnosed with lung cancer and my mother had a 15-year journey. She was a fighter. She was a fighter and she was like, I'm not going to let this take me down. She was able to get surgery though. And she underwent treatment for chemo and with chemo and radiation and whatnot. And it prolonged her life. And she did have the last years of her life were good. My dad, on the other hand, the treatment killed him. The treatment killed him. So he was diagnosed in April and he was gone by July. So when I hear stories like yours, where you, you know, defy the odds and you get the people who know the most that you need to, you know the information that you can glean from them in order to be able to create a holistic path for yourself, is just like, it's so impressive, Michelle. It's so impressive.
There was some times where I was in hospice. I mean, it wasn't like I decided to do holistic and everything was easy.
Hunky-dory.
There was a point in time where I was at the hospital and they brought in the priest to read me my last rites. And I remember thinking, okay, God, you know, if it's time, you know, let this be. And my family could not be let in. It was during COVID, and so I was there by myself, and I wasn't afraid. I didn't cry. You know, mm-hmm. There was a part of me that was excited to mm-hmm. experience life. I had watched so much and read so much about near-death experiences, and just again got in tune with, you know, loving on myself and being able to show up for myself for once. I mean, I had been this outwardly expressive individual that was caring for so many people, mm-hmm. and I had forgotten to care about myself.
Yeah. And that's something that a lot of people do. You know, we forget about ourselves. I mean, I'm guilty as charged. I don't have the resume that you have. I don't know how you juggled so many things in your world. And even now, talk to me a little.
Cancer, but I ended up getting, you know, stage 4 breast cancer too. I kept lying to myself saying, you know what, I'm going to put on another event and then I'll rest afterwards. Mm-hmm. Take a break. I'll take a vacation and I'll rest. And I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And so that was a common theme in my life. So I got many awards, but my family, I wasn't there for. And so I'm having to make up for some lost time. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that I wanted to ask you is, you not only sought out treatment for yourself, but you also created an organization called Touchpoint. Talk to me about Touchpoint.
Yeah, so that's my best work. And my kids will correct me. Mom, we were your best work. They were my best work.
Yes, they were, right? They were
my best work. And then this Touchpoint, it's really something that evolved. And I want to give a shout out to my business partner, Connor, who has been tremendous through this whole process. But he and I were able to create an organization that is recognized as the number one resource if you're diagnosed with cancer, and really bringing individuals together to share testimonials and best practices of what works out there, minus the stigmas, the fear tactics, the judgment. I mean, I think that's why a lot of times we don't look at holistic measures, is because we feel like we're going to be judged. And mm-hmm. and then we end up, you know, sicker than before when there was stuff that was available, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, you know, it's just a matter of what is it that is going to be responsive to our bodies. And only we know that. You know, we can only own our wellness. And mm-hmm. that's what Touchpoint is all about. It's creating wellness plans, personalized, individualized wellness plans, and setting that up for individuals so that they too can have this diagnosis not be a death sentence. They yeah. can have it where you can go back in and, you know, really reap from the benefits of this. I mean, I've never felt healthier or more alive than I've felt. And my husband actually told friends of ours, he goes, I have never seen Michelle more alive than she is during these last 4 years. And, yeah. You know, it has been a journey. I mean, it definitely has come with some challenges. Mm-hmm. I dropped down to, at one point, 96 pounds, and I'm tall. I'm 5'9". I just hit 120. And my girlfriends all give me a hard time. Stop saying that you want to gain weight.
Yeah, I need to lose as much as you weighed at your lowest weight. Oh my goodness. Yeah. We always have that conversation of, you know, the weight situation, but you know, I have somebody else in my life who can't keep weight on her body. She has, her metabolism runs so fast, she can't keep weight on her body. So she has the same thing. And she'll tell me, I'm up to 110 pounds. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Exactly. But the point being that you're, you know, because of the fact that you're healthier, you can keep weight on your body. You can eat foods that will help you to keep, you know, stay healthier and keep the weight on your body rather than being subject to whatever's going on inside your body. So again, on touch point, so you develop wellness plans for people. I love that you call them wellness plans and not treatment plans. Mm-hmm. I love it because, you know, I'm a big word nerd, you know that.
Oh, so, yeah, I love that about you.
So we have to be careful on how we talk to each other and what we talk to ourselves, especially because of the powerful, words have so much power. And so I like that you focus on the wellness portion and not what's going right rather than what's going wrong and not working. So, how do you present some of this information to people through Touchpoint? Do they get to talk? Tell me about it.
Yeah. So we actually worked with a team of doctors and scientists and thought leaders and came up with different measurements. One is called the Genius Assessment, where you go on and it takes you through the five to thrive. So it helps you understand what your purpose is, physical, having the energy to do the things that you want to do, financial, just having the means to do the things that you want to do. People think that making millions, those are the people that are happiest on the planet. And it's actually not that way at all. It really comes from the happiest people on the planet are doing these five areas. And we take them through those five areas and make sure that they are focused on it. The next one is social, and that's the relationships that we have. That to me is my favorite one because it really lets you know. I mean, it's all about the relationships that we have in our life. I mean, look at you and I. Look at, it's like we could not talk for months on end and then we talk and it's like we spoke yesterday.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's just wonderful. And the next one is community, is the communities that you interact with. Who is it that you are hanging out with? And so what we did with Touchpoint was we created a community of individuals that were all about their well-being and their wellness, and they wanted to have enriched lives. And they didn't want to have a situation where they got a diagnosis and they were in a state of flight and fright. They literally were able to look at the situation and say, okay, what is it that I can do to get myself into a creative space? And we know that when we are in flight and fright, we are not creative at all. I mean, that's the farthest from what we are. And so having a wellness plan that you are in charge of, that you put together, and it could be that you see, I did a cannabis protocol. That was one of the things that I did. And it could be that, cannabis works great for me, but doesn't necessarily work for you. Mm-hmm. You get to put together your own wellness plan of what resonates with you and what really, 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 really calls to you.
Yeah. So the five factors are your genius assessment. You said purpose, social, and community.
Yeah. So it's purpose and it's physical, having the energy to do the things that you want to do, financial, having the financial means to do the things that you want to do, social, and that's with the relationships that we have, and then community.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I think we tend to forget about the other thing, especially I work from home. And so I spend a lot of time talking to people on Zoom and whatnot, but getting out and having community like experiences or whatever, just because of what I do. That doesn't happen as often as I would like it to. And, traveling is not, since this, since we had the lockdown, traveling has not been, been something that I need to do at this point. So it's all good, but I love what you said about creativity though, and fight or flight, people sometimes, think that they have to be stuck in these, people get stuck in these feelings of being out of control in one way or another, the fight or flight. I love that you brought in the creativity factor because I think that's where that's where I connect with who I am on a soul level in my creativity. So the writing helps that, the pottery helps that, all different things like that. So what do you consider your most creative way of being? What do you do?
It's actually most recently, this is going to sound You know, I thought it would be painting. I thought it would be, you know, on the artistic side. I like to make cards. I like to write out those cards. So that's something that is, you know, that I enjoy. But I, you know, just sitting on the beach, reading a good book with my dog, Stuart, is like so precious to me. I mean, it's just, it's calming. He's calming. You know, I bring up, you know, the dog when my first mentioned wanting to get a dog. We had a dog for 16 years that had passed away. And I had mentioned to my family, I wanted to get a dog. And they said, you know, Mom, you know, right now you're not out able to get out of bed. And, you know, and I said, well, that's, you know, I need to move my body. I mean, I need to physically move my body. And a dog would be so helpful with that. It would get out of bed. I mean, I've already walked the dog now, you know, 3 times today. And so my daughter ended up coming back to me and apologizing and saying, you know, Mom, we found a rescue. So I wrote up a whole letter of exactly what it was that I wanted, how I wanted the dog to be. I wanted a dog that wasn't a new, you know, newborn. I wanted a dog that was 8 years, you know, or 7 years old. So I got a dog that's 8 years old. But my family came back and apologized and said, you know, we're sorry because we were so set against you getting a dog. And it ended up where that was like exactly what you needed.
Yeah, part of your healing process.
Yeah.
Part of your healing process.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to take a break. But when we come back, maybe is Stuart around you?
Yeah.
So when we come back from the break, let's meet Stuart, okay? Okay. We'll be back in just a minute with Michelle Patterson.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat. Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back with Michelle Patterson, and Stuart has joined us. Oh, how cute is he? Yeah. Now, what breed is he?
He is a mix. We don't even know. We don't know. He was a rescue dog, and we got him from an organization called iCare, and he's just been a complete little angel.
I mean, yeah.
He's so fun. But yeah, he's 17 pounds. He's full grown, 8 years old.
He's so sweet.
Little guy. Yeah.
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 There's something about having an animal that you connect to them in a way that you just, they just know you're, they, I think they know you spiritually. I believe that that to be true. You know, my son has a dog. He's a Bernie Doodle. He's about 45 pounds. He's a mini Bernie Doodle, short little legs, the cutest little thing. And you know, my son tends to have issues with anxiety, and this dog calms him. He, like, you know, it's just miraculous the way these animals are put in our lives, and they just by being, they are healing, and that's just amazing to me. He's adorable,
isn't he? So cute.
He's so cute.
But I agree with you. I mean, what you said about your son, I mean, it's, I just love, like, being around him. He follows me everywhere I go. I mean, I was looking for him, and I'm like, where is he? And then I look down, he's right there. he's glued to me. You know, we always call him Velcro, or, you know, my shadow, because he's so glued to me. But he's been, and he's just really, really mellow. He likes to sleep a lot. So it's the perfect dog for me to get up, walk him. You know, so this is his first podcast.
Oh, so Stuart, you have your podcast star now. Look at you, so sweet.
Yes. He's got his avatar. They're making him, the Touchpoint team is making him his own avatar and having him hang out with me and everything. Yeah. So
nice. Yeah. I think animals have a sixth sense about them that we don't understand. I read a book a long time ago. What was the name of it? It's about a cat who lived in a nursing home and would go and sleep with the patients. And it was just really healing for them to have, you know, this little thing to cuddle. And he would just be with them, you know, and it was just so, it just drew me in. And I have a little cat. She's 21 years old.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. She's gotten very vocal, though, let me tell you.
In her old age.
Yeah, she's an old lady. Exactly.
How long do cats last for?
Well, in my house, I guess they last a long time. I think that animals, if you love them up and feed them well, they'll stick around.
Yeah.
My oldest cat, the cat that I buried a few years ago, she was 24.
That's no different than people either.
Yeah. If you love them up and feed them well, love them up and feed them well. That should be on your wellness plan.
Yeah. You know, make sure you have a lot of love coming in and you're eating well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a while ago, I got this little nudge on my heart about this Daily Gift book series. And we talked about this recently. And when you told me that you got the Beacon of Hope Award, I immediately felt moved to ask you to participate in a Daily Gift of Hope. This is the first book, A Daily Gift of Gratitude. And
I love the books that you sent me too. I pulled them out. In fact, you were reaching out today to call. I was grabbing these books because I wanted them to. I love these books.
Oh, I'm so glad. And we're gonna love the fact that you have graciously agreed to write the foreword for the next book, which is Daily Gift of Hope. And the cover of that book is actually the Montauk Lighthouse. I grew up on Long Island. And so the picture on the front of this book is actually from a beach close by where I grew up. And a friend of mine from high school took the picture of this. And this, when you look at it, it's the whole picture is the book.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. And so I found a shot of the Montauk Lighthouse. And that's going to be the cover of A Daily Gift of Hope. And I'm really excited about the fact that we get to hear from you in the foreword of the book. And if anybody is a beacon of hope, Michelle, it's you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I've had a lot of people loving on me a lot. And it's just, I'm really, you know, we come from a place of gratitude. I was just telling somebody today in an earlier discussion that I had, I wouldn't trade this experience for anything. Mm. I mean, I truly wouldn't. It's been what's brought my husband and I so close together. The only thing that I am concerned about is forgetting. I just don't want to forget the journey that I've been on, any bit of it. Because even the tough parts, the tough parts I don't want to forget.
Well, are you journaling it? Are you keeping a journal?
I am just starting to keep a journal. Back. That's so funny that you said. You know what? I have a hard time journaling because I feel like I want to do it on the computer, or do I want to do it handwritten? I mean, what do you recommend?
So for me, one of the things that I love about journaling is I do my journaling with pen in hand and paper, and I buy myself pretty journals, you know, to write in and so forth. But I start my day with gratitude, three things I'm grateful for every day. And then I find a scripture that speaks to me, and then I write on that. And then I'll talk about what's going on in my world or whatever. But what I find very healing about the actual writing of it, and I recommend this for people, is that for some reason, and Wayne Dyer did this, every one of Wayne Dyer's books, he hand wrote his books. He wrote them on legal pad and then gave them to somebody else to make it a digital file. So one of the things that I've discovered is there's a process that goes on in the body that I cannot explain to you. I have no idea. But somehow what you have in your head has to go through your heart in order for it to get back on the paper. So there's literally a healing and a releasing of the information that you put on those pages that happens just by virtue of the fact that you're writing it out instead of typing it out. There's something different about it. So I recommend writing it out. And, you know, taking a few minutes beforehand to really sit and meditate for a few minutes just on, you know, what you're grateful for before you write it out, and really feel the gratitude of it and really feel the emotions that you're going through, regardless of what they are. I mean, I have many, many tear-stained pages in my journals. I have many of them. But there are also many that if I were to go back and read them, I'm sure I could have a red pen and draw hearts on them too, you know? So that's, yeah. And make it fun, but I have a multitude of colors of pens and I use them, and highlighters and whatever, you know. Be creative, use your creativity, Michelle.
Yeah. And you know what, it's interesting that you bring that up too, is I like to doodle and draw in the journal, mm-hmm. and use a whole variety of pens and markers and stickers. And I like to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even doing it like a dot matrix, you know, where you can piece the dots together is a nice way to do it.
Yeah. And there are some journals that you have, that's all they have on them is dots on the page.
Yeah.
That's all they have. Dots on the page, and you can whatever. And coloring, that's why when I created this journal, Become Who You Were Created to Be, I did it with the intention of giving people the opportunity to literally color their way through this journal, because there's something to color. On every page where there's lines, there's something to color. And behind the introduction, there's a mandala there for people to color. So, I mean, and there's little things on the corners of the page, butterflies, whatever you like, you know, whatever you love. And there's all kinds of adult coloring books out there too today. So find something that you like. For me, it gets me quiet, creates quiet space for me, just like the pottery does for me. Like, it creates a quiet space where I can be in soul energy. And for me, that's a connection to God. That's really a connection to God.
I agree.
Yeah.
And taking the time. I mean, one of the things I do is I don't have meetings before 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I use that morning time as just my ritual for doing the song bowls or praying or doing meditation or stretching, mm-hmm. doing yoga and mm-hmm. journaling. I mean, it's just, that's my time. And if I do take a meeting, you know, that I choose to take, it's because, you know, it's not stressing me out. It's mm-hmm. lifting me up. It's making me feel relaxed. So I'm really, really, really careful about how I'm spending my time. And it's amazing too, is like, it's like my afternoons are super productive because my morning is so productive.
Nurturing. and yeah. healing.
And healing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So what are some of the things that you have lined up for either Touchpoint or some of the many things that you still have your fingers in?
Yeah, so I'm focusing a good amount of my energy on Touchpoint and connecting all the different resources. I'm feeling very fortunate because I had the opportunity to produce the California Women's Conference, and it's celebrating its 40th year next year. And the 40 years, it was set up by Governor George Duke Majan and his wife, Gloria. And they wanted to open up a conference that helped women. What they were finding was that women were opening up businesses and they were failing at a rapid rate. And so he said, you know, let's go ahead and set up a company, an organization where we bring in the banks and all the different service providers, and we help these women, you know, with that. And that's the same thing I did with My Jane. I mean, My Jane was for sleep, pain, stress, anxiety. And so all the different things that I participated in my lifetime have all led me up to this point with Touchpoint. And that is to have a safe place for us to go to recognize, you know, what is valuable, what is worthy of us, you know, utilizing, because we tend to work on and utilize things that don't bring us comfort and don't bring us value. And we don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And we're sold to, or, you know, and we're at a time in history where we can stand up for ourselves and say, hey, you know, this does not support my wellness journey. And, you know, doesn't matter how expensive it is or how cheap it is, if it doesn't support that wellness journey, you know, how is it that you can create your own personalized plan?
Yeah.
So that's what we're focused on. So when you go to the site, you're able to walk yourself through and then find out, you know, what is it that I utilize? Is I share, I have a stack about this, you know, twice as big as that, of all of these different remedies that I utilize and I'm finding out throughout the world. And I'll give you an example. I put together this team of doctors when Zoom wasn't even a thing and had these doctors come on board, and they disagreed with each other. They argued with each other, but at the end of the day, what they all agreed on, and that was the patient perspective.
Yeah.
The only thing that mattered was the patient perspective. And so I really appreciated going through that with them, because they just showed up in love, you know, for me, instead of using fear tactics to shame me or make me feel like, gosh, I'm doing something wrong, when I wasn't. I was simply just looking at what are the alternatives that are out there available.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to take another break, but when we come back, I want to ask you a question about how your intuition played into the treatment plan that you you chose for yourself and that you and your family put together, and the doctors and the practitioners that you work with that put together your wellness plan. I think we need to pay attention to ourselves. And I think that's where a lot of people, especially women, go wrong when they get caught up. And I'm guilty of this. I'm really guilty of being caught up in everybody else's wellness and then putting mine on the back burner. So when we come back from this break, we'll talk to Michelle a little bit more about her journey of wellness through homeopathic and other means rather than what's generally offered today. So thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
When you think about being healthy and happy, do you consider the 24 areas of your life? Probably not. With the All Things Wellness Wheel, you become self-empowered, allowing you to make healthier decisions about relationships, nutrition, sleep, exercise, stress, and even your value system. The All Things Wellness book series, written by Peggy Wilms and Dr. Marcus Betstein, teaches about the ATW wheel and brings dozens of true and personal stories from real people. The first of these multi-author books, The Fourfold Formula, features the foreword written by the Celestine Prophecy author, James Redfield, and is now available on Amazon. Reserve your spot now to become a published author in book two, Win the Wellness War, We Are Responsible. Visit allthingswellness.com/author for more information.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, sacred stories of transformational joy, answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
I can't believe how fast this time has gone by. I don't know if you heard the commercial in between about the All Things Wellness book, Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness. And then The next book is Win the Wellness War, We Are Responsible, which is exactly what we're talking about right now. And they just filled that book, and that book is going to launch in the middle of June. And then the next one is Your Wellness GPS, Get Prepared for Success. So for those people who are wanting to tell their story of wellness, allthingswellness.com is where you go for that. But Michelle, we're talking about, you know, all things wellness here. So I asked you before we went to the break about your intuition and how connected everything you did was from what you felt in your body, in your spirit. How big of a role did your intuition play in your wellness plan?
Yeah, it played a huge role. In fact, I can remember from one PET scan to the next PET scan, I had decided that I was going to go on a cannabis protocol, which was a tincture under my tongue every 3 hours. So it started, you know, 9 o'clock, noon, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock was the last time that I would take the tincture, and it was with THC and CBD. And I can remember just praying about it. It was Easter Sunday that I started.
Wow.
I had just taken a PET scan that came back where it showed that the tumors had spread and it was just all over my body. And I was really going through a lot. And 2 months later, so this is the time difference. 2 months later, we go in and we go to the hospital, and my parents went, and my husband and my sister was calling in, and we live streamed her into our oncologist, Dr. Greg Anquist, which we actually gave him the award for collaborator of the year because he truly was. So I told him, I said, I'm doing a cannabis protocol. Surgery wasn't an option. We talked about that. And so he ends up coming out and saying to my dad, who's a former narcotic agent, says, we need Michelle to keep doing exactly what she's doing because we don't see results like this. And he then starts going through and saying the original tumor of the left breast had shrunk 40%.
Wow.
What had metastasized all across my body had shrunk 52%. And he just said, we need her to keep doing it. And so my family wanted me to take some different drugs and they wanted me to go on to that. And he said, no, we don't want her to do that. We want her to keep doing exactly what she's doing. And I attribute a lot of that to just really being quiet with myself and just saying, I had experience in the cannabis industry, so that helped. And I was able to see what it had done for other cancer patients, not knowing that I was going to be diagnosed with cancer. But it was a huge, huge just gift of having the tumor shrink 52%. Mm-hmm. And so I continue to do that. I still do that today. And I encourage people to not look at stigmas or why they're not going to do something if just because of fear tactics that are being utilized. And so it played a huge part in my overall healing.
You certainly give meaning to the phrase, trust your gut,
Yeah. In fact, my dad, I'll never forget this. It was his birthday and he's crying on the phone to me, and he doesn't cry. He was a narcotic agent. Represented the police officers for California. And he says to me, why are you not starting treatment? Why are you not starting, Michelle? And I'm like, Dad, I have started. This is what I chose for myself. And I really feel, had I not gone down that path and made that decision for myself and utilized a cannabis protocol, my doctors and I both agree, they don't think I would be here today.
Wow. Yeah, I think that it's really remarkable what has happened in your life with the path that you chose in comparison to what could have been the other way. But it's interesting. I mean, has your dad stopped asking you about?
He is such a proponent now of cannabis. It's amazing, and he just said, whatever is going to work. He goes, I'm a firm believer in whatever is going to work, Michelle, so that we keep you on the planet. There was one time he was over and he was really angry. He just was frustrated. He was kind of barking at everybody in the family. And I'm like, Dad, what's wrong? And he's like, I'm upset the same reason everyone else is upset. We don't want to lose you. And I, at that moment, I just realized, having kids myself, I just realized that, it's one thing to have, cancer and to be going through that. It's another thing to have a child that is sick and that is going through cancer.
Yeah.
When your child is going through it and you feel helpless and you can't do anything, that's when it's really tough. And so I just told my dad, I said, Dad, you have a harder than I do. And that at that moment, we started getting along better.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So I have a question here. We're live on Facebook, on YouTube, and sometimes we get questions. And there's a question: do you know, Michelle, if cannabis can be used for healing other illnesses, maybe heart issues, maybe thyroid issues? What have you learned about cannabis in relationship to other issues in the body?
No, really good question. And we have an endocannabinoid system. And so when we utilize cannabis, it actually, it's healing for all parts of our body. And it really makes it so that you are able to be stress-free. And I have learned so much about cannabis. I mean, it took care of 5 different things for me. I mean, everything from I was nauseous to, you know, utilizing cannabis to not be nauseous, to, you know, minimizing the throwing up, to having an appetite. You know, I talked earlier about dropping to 96 pounds. Mm-hmm. Utilizing cannabis helped my appetite. And then shrinking the tumors, you know, that was something that definitely helped. And then also pain. I mean, I've used CBD, I've used THC, I've used it in different consumption areas, and it has made, you know, huge difference. So that's just me and what it's helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I take CBD oil at night before I go to sleep. It helps me to rest easy. Yeah.
It's great for fibromyalgia. It's great. I mean, the list just goes on and on of the benefits that you can find from cannabis. Mm-hmm. This medicine it's absolutely amazing what it can do.
Yeah, I agree. So there's a question here. Some states still outlaw cannabis, but does CBD oil work well? From my own experience, yes, CBD works well. Yeah. And there are places where you can get it, where it has, some are full spectrum with the THC and some are no THC, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I'm sure there's information on this on the site. So before we go any further, how about you give the website for Touchpoint?
Sure. It's Touchpoint and it's touchpointe.com. Mm-hmm. So there's a P at the end of Touchpoint. And check it out now. We're actually in building mode. We're just weeks away from our launch. So check it out and sign up for the newsletter, because then we'll go ahead and we'll make sure that you are part of the community.
Perfect. Awesome. So be sure to do that. Another question about, you mentioned earlier about being, you know, meditation, being silent and listening to your gut. And how do you, so basically the question is, does silent meditation help? I would say yes.
Absolutely. You know what, too? I like to go in with a question. I like to ask a question, or if there's something that's weighing heavy on my heart or I'm feeling uneasy about, I'll ask the question, like, what am I supposed to learn from this situation? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes by the time I'm done with meditation, and I've gone through different courses, I've taken Dr. Joe Dispenza's course. I've done 2 courses, but my second class I went to was in Mexico, and the team that they put together through this algorithm, it was 61 men and 1 female. I was the 1 female.
Wow.
Definitely felt like a divine warrior goddess, you know, during this time. But I got to the habit of just asking the question, you know, what am I supposed to learn from this situation?
Yeah. And you come out of the meditation feeling a relief, a release, more peaceful in your spirit, and that sort of thing. There are so many things. I love Joe Dispenza. I love, love, love his work. And his work comes from his own personal experience. And that's how, just like you, that's how he got through his situation. So unfortunately, Michelle, we are out of time. I can't believe that hour went by. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, if they have a question, what's the best way to do that? Is it through Touchpoint?
Yeah, you can also email me, michelle@touchpoint.com. They can email me that way. They can go to the website. They can reach me that way. I would love to talk to them. I answer all of my calls.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being my guest on Conversations That Make a Difference. You are a joy to have in my life, and I appreciate you more than you know. And we will watch, everybody watch for Daily Gift of Hope to come out. And if you want to know more about that yourself, go to dailygiftbookseries.com, and the information is there. And Michelle is writing the forward, and we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, make sure every conversation that you have is making a difference for the person you're with. Have a great day, everyone.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.